Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Beis, towards the bottom of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, Koysel Shebein Beis Chatzeros. You have a wall which is standing between two chatzers. Kavoy Asara, it's 10 tvachim tall. Veroichev Arba'a, and it is 4 tvachim wide. When we say 4 tvachim wide, that means that the thickness of the wall was 4 tvachim, which is quite considerable. We're talking about roughly 16 inches or so. As we'll see in Mishnah and the Rashi shortly and in the Gemara, the reason for having a thick wall has nothing to do with the Koysel Bein Beis Chatzeres. Good morning, Bill. Bill, good morning. If you'd be so kind, please mute yourself. Morning, Bill. Please, morning. Please mute yourself if you'd be so kind. Shkoyach. Okay, so we have a wall between two chatzeros, 10 tvachim tall, roich of arba, 4 tvachim wide. Ma'arvin shnayim, ve'ein ma'arvin echad. Although it would be desirable from the standpoint of a Havas Yisrael to have these two chatzeros merge into one, but because they have the koisel of 10 tvachim tall, which is the minimum amount of tvachim for purposes of making a machitza, so it has a proper machitza. In the beginning of our perek, which we learned yesterday, you also had a wall which was 10 tvachim tall, but there you had a chaloin. Excuse me, you had a window. You had a pesach. Therefore, since you had a pesach in the middle of the koisel, that united from there, you could unite the two chatzeros, and that's why it's in the Mishnah. Rotzu, if you want to, ma'arav echad. Rotzu, ma'arav shnayim. It's really up to you, whatever you want to do. But here you have no choice. There is no chaloin, there is no Pesach. You only have this Chinese wall, which is 10 tvachim tall, and therefore the divides are between the two chatzeros. Ma'arav shnayim, you can only make an Erev for each one individually. Ma'arav shnayim means two chatzeros make two Eruvin, vein ma'arav echad, but you cannot unite into one Erev. But the Mishnah continues, how you baroshe peirois. What happens if on the top of this koisel there were peirois? And we're assuming that these peirois were basically hefker for anyone to take and anyone to eat. We're also assuming that they gave trumas and maestras, so you don't have a tevel situation. Both sides mean people from the chotzer on the right and people on the chotzer on the left. They can go up to the top of the wall and sit there and stand there and wait there and eat the peiros. However, but do not take it down below. Why can't you take it down below? Because these chatzeros happen to be one rishus and the top of the koisel is another rishus. What is the top of the koisel rishus? Since it happens to be 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide, it has the status of rishus yochid. So you can't go and willy-nilly start taking peiros up and down. But you could stay there on top and eat there in that rishus yochid, where you happen to be.
So if there were apples, you couldn't throw the core of the apple down after you.
And nor the core, nor the pits, nor the shell,
nor the stem.
Nor nothing. It all has to remain there. And for that matter, you can't bring anything up. So you couldn't go and bring up a knife to go and cut the apple, or take a napkin to go and wipe yourself.
Do we know how the apples got to the top of the wall?
There's somebody, a very, very wonderful person, a grace of Baal Chesed, put it there on Friday. So that's how they got there. And it's for that reason, says Rashi, that we need the 4 tvachim width of the wall. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi. We are on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We're looking at the Rashi towards the bottom. The fact that it says in the Mishnah that the wall was 4 tvachim wide, it's not because of the koisel, the division. It's bishum seifa nokale, the boy le misti hoye baroshe peirois, eilu oile mikan v'oichlen, or bavad shvi yiridu lamata, like we had in the Mishnah. The choshev reshusa ba'apei nafshe, because of the fact that it's 10 tall and 4 wide, it's a separate reshusa yochid on its own. V'loi miftal loy legabi hai, v'loi legabi hai, it doesn't become bottle to the right chotzer or the left chotzer. Aval inyim hevi mechitza b'choldu pusya havestima. In terms of the mechitza in between these two chatzeres, that require you to make two separate Eruvin, as opposed to a united Ahavas Yisrael Eruv, even if the Machitza was Pusya. Pusya means it was as thin as a Meloinima, as a hair breadth, and nothing. Paper thin. Ein Ma'arav Nechad, you can't go Ma'arav them together. So getting back to the Mishnah, so that's if you had a Koisel that was firm and strong, even if it was paper thin. Ten Tvachim Tor. But when I'm the Nifritzah Koisel, unfortunately there was a breach in the wall of the Koisel as a result of a storm, as a result of enemies, whatever. There was a big, big breach in the middle of the Koisel. Ad eser amois ma'arvin shnayim v'mrotzim y'arvin echad m'meshu kepesach. If the width of that hole in the wall, that breach, was up to 10 amois, no problem. Now, Baruch Hashem, we can be ma'arv as one united Eruv, one united Chotzer, because now you have a Pesach. Before, in the previous mission, you had a Chaloin, now you have a Pesach. It's not a beautiful, nicely fashioned Pesach. It wasn't done with beautiful architecture and engineering. It was a breach in the wall, but as long as the breach in the wall is up to 10 amos wide, and you can get through, the Mishnah doesn't mention, but it would have to be at least 4 Tvachim wide, like we had in the previous Mishnah, 4x4. So if it's 4 Tvachim wide, up to 10 amos, it's a breach, and now you can make either separate Erevin or one united Erev. However, Yoisimikan, if it's more than 10 amos in terms of the width of this breach, you deem as if the wall came tumbling down because there's no wall anymore. There's such a large breach, it's more than 10 amos. In such a case, it's such a big pirtza that you deem the two chatzeres as if they're one, and therefore ma'arvin echad, you can only make one united eruv. You cannot split it up into two separate eruv. Good. So we pointed out in the Rashi that it says in the Mishnah, roichev arba, is not to describe the wall in terms of its ability to act as a machitza between chotzer A and chotzer B, but rather it relates solely to the status of the peiros on top of the wall. So says the Gemara, ein bo yarbo amai. What in fact happens if the wall was not 4 tvachim wide? It was only 3 tvachim wide, 2 tvachim wide. What's the status of the peiros at the top of the wall? We're holding two lines from the bottom. So now we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rav, avir shtei reshuyos sholetes boy. The avir of both chatzeres and both sides are sholet. They have authority over this wall. In a sense, the wall becomes bottle to both sides, and therefore lo yozes boy afila menaynima. Then you're not allowed to move anything at the top of this wall, even if that thing is a hair breadth wide. What's the reason why? Let's see the last Rashi. Abrabez Rishuya Shotus by. Given the Choshev, let me have you Rishusa, since it's less than 4 Tvachim, so it cannot constitute a separate Rishus on its own. But Legabe Travayo, this wall, the top of the wall, becomes bottled to both sides, the two Chatzeros. Or a shus base a chatzir sholtz is by. It's as if you have two governments that are in charge of the top of that wall. They're both sholet. They both have the authority. And because they both have the authority, they now interfere with one another's rights. The oisren ze al ze. Vafilu al roishay osu letalto. We're not talking about now bringing things up or taking things down. But even on the top of the wall where you have these thin peiros, they got to be thin because the whole wall is very thin. You can't move it, you can't budge it, you got to leave it exactly like it is. Now, Rashi doesn't explain, but the Mefarshim add one additional nekuda. Because since both chatzeres are shoyled on the top of that wall, that means if I am coming from the right chatzer and I am picking up the fruits that are on top of that wall, I am essentially bringing fruits that were on the second side of the wall from the other chatzer. I'm taking from one chatzer to the other. Why am I taking from one chatzer to the other? Because both chatzeres have authority over the top of the wall. The wall is bottled to both of them. So it's as if I'm now removing the fruit from the other chatzer and taking it to me. And vice versa, the people that are standing on the other side of the wall, when they take fruit, they're taking from my side of the wall too, and they're taking it to themselves. So therefore, you cannot be mazes, you can't even move any of the fruits from one end to the other of the top of the wall, because I'm being motzi mirshus l'rishus, without the benefit of an eruv, and I cannot make an eruv, because we have a wall here, and there is no pirtza, there is no pesach, there is no chalain, so leave the fruits exactly the way they are.
Normally we say if you have two chatzeros, even if not according to Rav Shimon, I thought you can move from one chatzer to another chatzer, even if they didn't have...
When you say move, you're talking about carrying things,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
If you make an Eder from one chatzer to the other. How can you make an Eder from... Reb Shimon holds Rav Shimon Achasei. Correct.
Right. But I thought that's only from a chatzer to a gog to a karfa. But between two chatzeros, everybody holds that it's the same, that you can move from one to the other.
I'm afraid that that's not the case.
Okay.
According to Rav Shimon, you're absolutely right. Then you can go and carry from chatzer, chatzer to gag, gag to karfif, karfif to chatzer. They're all one. Exactly, shusachas. But not according to Rabban. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav that because of the fact that it's not four tvachim, both sides have reshus. However, he learns it lehokel. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu mal mikan v'oichlin, Eilu mal mikan v'oichlin. Both sides can go and bring up peiros. In our Mishnah, we said that if it's four wide, you can eat up there, no problem, but don't take anything down, and for that matter, don't bring anything up. Says Rabbi Yochanan, as a result of the fact that it's less than four, it's even more kuladik. Not like Rav that said it's more chamur because both sides are sholet, but both sides, because of that double shlita, and because it's bottled to both, as a result, now we have a kula. The kula is, not only can you eat the stuff up there, but you can even bring more peiros up and you can take the peiros down. What's the reason, top Rashi? Says Rashi, malin mechatzeron l'roishoy, the people from the right chatzer, the people from the left chatzer, they can bring their peiros to the top. V'uadin demoirin, the same thing you'd also take down. Demokapturu, since it's less than four tvachim wide, it has a status in the mokapturu. And it becomes bottled to both sides. So now, it's my side. If it's my side, I can put things up, and I can take things down, and I can eat. It's your side too, because it belongs to both. And as we know, we've had a number of times in our Masechta, that when you have Hilchos Eirvin, we always hold Kedas HaMekel. Therefore, said Rabbi Yochanan, I want to be Mekel, I don't want to be Machmir. Eilim Alam Mikan, V'Yochlin, Eilim Alam Mikan, V'Yochlin. So, Freitim or Tanan. Let's go back to our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Eilu Oilem Mikan V'Oichlin, Eilu Oilem Mikan V'Oichlin. And you can both go up. However, you cannot go and be Mala, Oilin in, Ma'alin Loi. Truth of the matter is, the Gemara doesn't have to make a diuk of Oilin in, Ma'alin Loi. That's really the next few words in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Eilu Oilem Mikan V'Oichlin, Uvad Shlo Yeridu. Shlo Yeridu means older Shlo Yalu. So it's basically the same. Anyway, so bottom line is, says Imar, we see from our Mishnah that Eilu Oilin, the Eilu Oilin, but not Malin. How could Rabbi Yochanan say Malin? Now, before we get on to the Teretz, the Gemara's Kasha is very difficult to understand. Because Rabbi Yochanan didn't comment on our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan's commenting on a case of Ein Boi Arba. If the wall was less than four, says Rabbi Yochanan, they're bottled to both sides, so therefore, I from the right chatzer and you from the left chatzer have equal rights to do whatever we want. So we can take up, we can take down, we can put, we can eat, whatever we want. It's part of our chatzer. It's part of your chatzer, part of my chatzer. But that's only the case because it was less than four. But if it's four, then Ein Hachanami, you're not allowed to go and take anything up or down because of the fact that it's a separate rishus, being moitzim rishus the rishus. So the chayde kasha is nishka kasha. And the Emerson, that's Toysis' kasha, at the second kasha, the second toisus from the top, oilin in malimoy, tema. Maikasol kadaitach, what's the havamina? Vachilo yoda de Rabbi Yochanan ayri be'in lo yarba. Did the Gemara not remember that 10 seconds ago we're talking about it does not have four tzvachim width? Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, it's now a free-for-all. It belongs to both chatzeros. But our Mishnah is talking about that it was four. And Lemaisa, that's the Gemara's teretz. Getting back to the Gemara, fourth line from the top, Hachi Kamar. That's what the Mishnah's talk is saying. Yesh b'yal b'al abo, oilin in malin loy. But ein b'yal b'al abo, malin nami. That's like Rabbi Yochanan just said now. Then you can even be malin. And of course, Rav is going to learn punkt fakert. That if it's arba ala ba oilin in, but ein boy ala ba, even oilin you also can't. You can't, if oily can be oily, but you can't even be oichel, what you have at the top, because of the fact that it's not arba ala ba. So it's shver the Gemara's havamina, and Tosis gives the teretz what the havamina was. Says Yimav Az Rabbi Yochanan Tame. Rabbi Yochanan that said over here that eilim amalim ikan ba oichlin holds lishi tosoi. We did find Lishita. So the Chiyosa Ravdimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan. Mokem she'in boy arboa al abo mutal b'nei Rishus Ram u'b'nei Rishus Yochan lekatif olav u'bavad shelo yachlifu. So we've had this already a number of times in our Masechta. We had even back in Masechta's Shabbos, where we're talking about you have an omud like a shtender or any minor platform. It's a platform she'ein boy arba al abo. It doesn't have width of 4x4. It's got to be at least 3 tvachim from the ground, says Rashi. Now, people from the Shisram or the Bnei Shusei Yochid, if they want to be mekatif olav, that means they want to rest their weary bones. They can go and rest on there. They can go and put their hats down there temporarily. They can go and take off the jackets and put it there temporarily. Both of them can be mekatif. Mekatif means to kind of rest your shoulders from its burdens. So everybody can go and put something down over there. And ubavad, but be careful, shlo yachlifu. Don't be machlif. In other words, if you have people from Shisarab and Shisiyachid both putting down their jackets and both putting down their hats, make sure not to go and switch where the Shisarab people might take the hat or the jacket from a Shisiyachid person or vice versa, because then unconsciously, subconsciously, by mistake, on purpose, you're going to go and be moitzi mirshus lirishus. So what do we see from this memory of Rabbi Yochanan? That you could have this, if you will, no man's land, this mokim p'tur, that could be used by both rishuyois, just make sure shalo yachlifu. So that's what's going on over here too. This free-for-all at the top of the koisel, which was less than 4x4, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mokim she'ein boi arbo al arbo." It's less than 4x4. Mutalakatef olav. Both the right chotzer and the left chotzer can both mean mekatef olav. They can both use it at the top, and that's why they can go and put up and take down. But don't go and mix and match. Don't allow one chotzer to give to the other, one chotzer to give the other. That you're not allowed to do, and that's what we had in the Mishnah. That's why Bavachli Yeridu, make sure not to take down or pick things up, because what may happen is that you're going to be machlef one with the other to the other side. But in this case, when you don't have four tzvachim, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not worried about them. Continue, shlo yachlifu, but if you're not machlef, you can be malin, you can be morden, no problem, because both chatzeres have the right to use that free-for-all mokim p'tur. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said in the case of the Shisram and the Shisiyachid, it's the same thing. That's why the Gemara says, V'az Rabbi Yochanan litameh. Freit the Gemara, for Rav Lesli de Rav Dimi, does Rav disagree with Rav Dimi, who just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? No, obviously, Rav has every right to argue with Rav Dimi. They both happen to be Amayroim. In fact, Rav is closer to Tanoim than Rav Dimi is. However, Rashi points out that this halach of Rabbi Yochanan is not unique to Rabbi Yochanan, but we found a brisa in Masechet Shabbos which is directly on point. Rashi brings a brisa from the beginning of Masechta that if you have an iskupa is a threshold at the opening of a person's home, a person opens up his door, and on the floor underneath the frame of his door, there is a threshold. A person can stand on that iskupa and noitel me oni v'noisel lebalabayis, and vice versa. If you see the Rashi, for Rav Lesli, the Rav Dimi, Rashi is about 10 lines into the narrow lines. 10 lines into the narrow lines. V'rav lesa rav dimi bit miya. For masisi, it's a chabraisa masechta Shabbos. Oymed odom alu skupa. A person can stand on that skupa. And noitul miyoni v'noisa loy. Mi balabayis v'noisa loy. Ubavach lo yitul mi zem v'noisa yitul mi zem. He's not allowed to act as a intermediary between the Oni and the Balabais, but he can give to the Oni, he can take from the Oni, he can give to the Bais, and he can take back from the Balabais. So you see that you can use that as scooper for both sides. The Oni who happens to be from the outside, Bachutz, and the Balabais that happens to be Bifnim. The outside, of course, is Rishus Rabin, the inside is Rishus Yochid. So you see that you can use such a middle mokum tour in between. So does Rav disagree with that? Why wouldn't Rav also allow you to be able to go and take things up and down from the top of that koisel? And for the Gemara, that case that you just cited from the Braisa and Masechta Shabbos is talking about, like Rabbi Yochanan said, B'nei Rishus Rabim and B'nei Rishus HaYachid. Ib Rishus D'Araisa HaChanami. I would agree with you 1,000%. If this wall were between a Rishus Rab and Rishus Yochid, you're right, both the Rishus Rab people and the Rishus Yochid people could be Mekatev Olav. They can go up, they can go and take Peiris, they can put up Peiris, they can remove them. No problem. But Hachamai Yiskinim and Rishus Rabban, and here we're talking about that the both sides, the Chatzeirois, are Rishus Rabban. Rishus Rabban meaning that it's not a real Rishus Rabban, because you don't have thousands of people going through. It's not a real classic Rishus HaYochid either, because of the fact that it belongs to a number of families. So it's kind of a Rishus Rabbanon. And Rishus Rabbanon, there says Rav, I'm going to be machmir. I'm going to take a stand. When it comes to Rishus Rabbanon, Rishus HaYochid, that's Diraisa. That we can be makel on and allow people to makatif on that middle Rishus. However, here, Rishus Rabbanon, oh no, now we gotta be strong. Now obviously you think to yourself, that doesn't sound right. Usually something that is D'Oraisa is more Chomor than something is Rabbanon. But our Gemara says, as the Gemara says on occasion, that sometimes Chacham also Chizik Devrayim Yoisim Mishal Torah. Sometimes the Chachamim were very nervous that people are going to violate particular laws, and therefore they had to go and add in extra safeguards and guidelines that you normally wouldn't find. So if this Kaisel would be in between Rishus Rabban and Rishus HaYochid, no problem, use it on both sides, sure, perfect. But between two Chatzeiros, oh no, here I got to draw the line, because I know that people are getting Mekel, they're not making Erevin, and they say, man, Erevin, da, ba, ba. Therefore we made a special Chizik, don't go and use the top of the Kaisel unless it's for Tvachim wide. Okay, don't give more baita. Anushtikl, Omer Rabba. In our Gemara it says Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Huna, but the Girsa should be Omer Rabba, Bar Rav Huna. The reason why it should be Omer Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, number one is because this is cited another week from now in Daf Pei Gimel, and later on elsewhere it also says Rabba, Bar Rav Huna. But besides that, bring the Mefarshim that we don't find throughout Shas that Rav Huna ever quoted anything in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav Huna was from time to time an adversary of Rav Nachman in terms of halacha. Rav Huna sometimes said kosher and Rav Nachman said osur, or vice versa. But that Rav Huna should quote Rav Nachman, we don't find anywhere. So it must be that it's Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Omer Rav Nachman. What did he say in the name of Rav Nachman? Koyisa shebein shtei chatzeirois, tzidoi echad gevoya asoret tvachim, v'tzidoi echad shove le'oret. One side of the chatzer was nice and tall because the ground was 10 tefachim below the top of the koisel. However, on the other side, the land was not as on the same level as on one side, but rather the other side, it was shovel aret. The Rashi quickly points out, we don't mean literally shovel aret, that it was the top of the koisel was at the ground level, because then it's really only one side you have a koisel, and the other side it's ground. But rather, Rashi says, means that it was nomachu michaberta. Means that it was that the other side of the wall, the ground level was a little bit higher. And for those of you that have the art scroll, you have a nice picture there. Just take out the picture for the benefit of the audience.
782.
782. 782. Yeah, I'll show you, my good friend. You have one side. Oh, actually, this is
ready. Oh, 7/8.
Yeah. Yes, it's good. It's fine. It's right. Yeah. Okay. You have a much nicer picture. See, you have a later edition.
Right.
This is a little bit of a primitive picture. Right. Okay, so you see the picture over here?
Yeah.
Here. This is this picture over here.
Yeah.
You have the wall somewhere in between.
Maybe
there.
We got somebody to mute. Somebody has some we have some feedback on there.
So. Brother Shai says we have some feedback on someone from the studio audience. So if you'd be so kind, please mute yourself so that we don't have the feedback. But of course, if you want to ask a question, unmute and then raise your hand and we'll be delighted to respond. Anyway, so you see you have over here the wall. Underneath here, this is 10 tefachim tall, it even says 10.
Yeah.
But on the other side, it's much shorter, meaning that from the top of the wall to the bottom, there's only 5 tefachim, 6 tefachim, whatever. Anyway, so those of you who have the benefit of the art scroll, it's 77A2, it's a beautiful picture, it's Shekoyach Brother Shai. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Zokti Gemara, so you have a kosher bin chateris, tzidi echad gemoy asar tefachim, tzidi echad shovel aretz, Noisnan oisay lezet sheshova laaretz mishum dehava lezet tashmishay benachas ulezet tashmishay bekasha b'cholze benachas ulezet bekasha noisnan oisay lezet shetashmishay benachas. So what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us is in our Mishnah when we spoke about this wall, it was 10 tefachim from the floor to the top of the koisel, 10 tefachim tall. That is considered to be as strong as the Chinese wall, the Mexican wall, the Berlin wall. It is a strong wall that divides up between the two chatzeres. The two chatzeres cannot merge into one because there is no Pesach, because it's 10 tefachim tall. What about using the top of the wall? Oh, that depends whether it's 4 tefachim wide,
or less.
It's only 1 tefach, or less than 4 tefachim, even kemalei nima, etc. Good. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that is all. He said Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, that's all if you're talking about that on both sides of the wall, it's taka 10 tefachim from the ground. However, if it's 10 tefachim from the ground on one side, and it's only 6 or 8 tefachim from the top of the wall to the ground on the other side, then we don't say that it becomes bottle to both reshuyos, and both of them can use it equally, but rather we say that it becomes bottle to the side where tashmishe benachas, where it's easier to use the top of the wall. And the assumption is that it's easier to use the top of the wall if it's a little bit lower than if it's a little bit taller. If it's a little bit taller, you have to go and kind of stretch to get to the top. If it's a little bit lower, it's easier. Now, we cannot push this too much because 10 tefachim, remember, this is not 10 amos. We don't mean that you have to go and climb up 3 stories to get to the top over here. The whole 10 tefachim is basically 40 inches. 40 inches, more or less, to the average person, it's around the height of his chest, so to speak. So, normally, if you're sitting at a table, it would be lower. It would be closer to your waist. This is higher than that. Anyway, so the point is, it's easier if it happens to be only 6 tvachim, or 5 tvachim, as opposed to 10 tvachim. So we automatically grant the usage of the right to use the top of the wall to those that have the tashmisha benachas, and not those that have tashmisha bekasha, because that's just svaradik et seichaldik, that they would have a greater interest in using the top of the wall than the others, and therefore we say, you can use it, but not the other side.
So in other words, before, they couldn't either only use the top, but they couldn't go from one to the other. Now we're saying, we're being machria, that one koso has total use of it, and the other one...
One chatzir has total use, and not the other chatzir. Exactly. And the Gemara now basically repeats this halacha a second time, and it says, Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Nachman, charitz shebein shtei chatzeres. Instead of having a wall, you have like a ditch in the ground, a charitz between the two chatzeres. And how deep is the charitz? See the echad omek asara, compared to one side, there's a chatzer on one side, it's 10 deeper. Again, you have another nice picture there in the art scroll, where that ditch is 10 tefachim low, if you maybe want to show it to Neil. See the echad omek asara, and see the echad shavu the aretz, and the other side, it's not 10 tefachim, but the depth of the charitz, of the ditch, to the surface, to the ground level is only 6th vachim, 8th vachim. Same thing again. We give the right of usage to the one that is shovel aretz, the one that is closer. In other words, the one that with the charitz is only 5 or 6 or 8 vachim, and not the 10th vachim. We should not believe the zet shish v'nachas. It's much easier if you want to go and eat from something at the bottom of that charitz. It's much easier if it's only 3 tvachim or 5 tvachim. If it's 10 tvachim deep, then you really gotta bend down over and bend over double to get to the bottom. Was it tishmish v'kosher? And therefore we give it to the one that tishmish v'nachas. Now the principle in both of these cases is identical. Why would the Gemara have to repeat the same halacha twice? Tomorrow tzrichi. The Ashbin and Koisel Mishim de Begoiva Mishtamshi Inchi Aval Charitz Umka Loi Mishtamshi Inchi. A normal person, if he wants to eat something, he wouldn't normally go down into a ditch to go and eat. He would normally go and rather eat from something which is higher, even if he has to strain himself if it's a little bit high. Okay, but it's easier than having to go and bend over double to get to the bottom of a charitz. Same alois, I would think that maybe we don't say this halacha that the tashmish benachas by a charitz. V'yashmin b'charitz mishim d'loy be'isa tashmishta. When it comes to charitz, the word be'isa of it means fear. You have no fear in using the bar. Now what were the charitz? What fear would you have? Very simple. If you're eating at the top of the koisel, and you have over there fruit, and for instance, you have plates and forks and all the rest, since it's at a height, if by accident you're not careful, the peiris or the plates and or the cutlery and the napkins and everything can come tumbling down. And particularly if it happens to be crockery, it can crack. And you'll now have cracked crockery. That's not good. So be'isa, so then if it's b'charitz, loy be'isa tashmisha, then you're not afraid of using your pots and pans and your plates and dishes and everything else, because it's highly unlikely that it's going to break if you're all the way in the bottom there. You're afraid that something's going to fall down and break. I might think that it's not tashmish benachas for either side. Each side's got to be careful when they're putting plates up there or eating fruits up there that things shouldn't fall down. So you have to have both cases. Okay, so now let's get back to the case of a kaisel. We have a koisel which is 10 tvachim tall, and I'm very upset that we cannot go and exercise a Havas Yisrael and unite the two chatzeres. So what do you got to do? Well, the best etzah is to make this a smaller wall. Now, how can you make walls smaller or shorter, I should say? So in the Hava Minna, the Gemara is assuming that I'm going to build something next to the wall. I'm going to put there
a ramp.
I'm going to put there a box. I'm going to put a platform.
A stage.
Rashi says maybe tail offer. Tail offer means you're going to go and pack
mound.
Some and make a small mound next to the wall. And as a result of the small mound, so now you have elevated the ground level. So now from the top of that mound to the top of the wall is no longer a 10th vachim. It's only 9th vachim or 8th vachim. So it says the Gemara, if you do that, yesh b'mi'utoi arba. Arba means that the width vis-a-vis the wall. In other words, looking from the right side of the wall to the left side of the wall, if you have the width of this tail or of this platform, of this box, whatever, it's 4 tvachim wide, mutar lishtamish b'chol ha-koisel kula, then you can go and use the entire koisel. Why can you use the entire koisel? Because as a result of putting up that mound, so then 4 tvachim of the koisel is no longer 10 tvachim tall. It's only 9 or 8 tvachim tall. So then it becomes like a Pesach, like the Chaloyim that we had yesterday, that there is an opening because it's not a full 10 tvachim, it's only 9 tvachim. And therefore, then you can go and use the entire koisel, meaning you'd be able to go and make an Erev one chotzer to the other chotzer.
How wide does the mound have to be?
We're saying 4 tvachim wide.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's all you need. You have your wall, 10 tvachim tall, you put your mound right next to it, make sure that the width of this mound from here to here is at least 4 tvachim wide.
Thank you.
No problem. V'ilo, what happens if it's not 4 tvachim wide, says the Braisa? V'im lav, ei mishtamash al kenegen amir. Then you cannot go and use the entire wall. You can only use it at the point where you made your mir, that you made your mound, that you put up your box, your platform. Only kenegen amir. Frank Dimar, manav shach. Iyahani mi'uta, if you're telling me that this is a real bona fide mir, So that is constitutes the equivalent of a Pesach or a Chaloyim. The Kulikoisel Lishtabat. You should be able to go and Mishtabat the entire Koisel because it's no longer this solid wall. There's now a Pesach or a Chaloyim in the wall by the fact that part of it is now lower than 10. So Lishtabat Bekulay. In other words, be able to go and make an Erev from one to the other. Eloi, if you're going to go, Eloi Ahani, if you're going to tell me now, since it's less than 4 Tvachim wide, it is really not deemed to be a Pesach. Then it's like yesterday's Mishnah that we said the Chaloyin has to be 4x4. Here your Chaloyin is only 3x3, meaning that this miut in the wall is only 3 Tvachim, not 4 Tvachim. I feel like I'm going to be a You shouldn't be able to go and carry or make a bridge between Chotzer A and Chotzer B, even can I get a miut? Because it's worthless. It doesn't have the status of a Pesach. So therefore, says Omer Avina, the premise of your understanding of this halacha was faulty. We're not talking about a situation where you're elevating ground level, because there, in fact, I agree with you. It's got to be 4 Tvachim wide. Less than 4 Tvachim, worthless. You would not be able to go and be ma'arev one side to the other. You can't use the koisel.
Gunish mit gunish. It's not considered a Pesach.
It's not considered a Pesach. Exactly right. So what is our case talking about? Ah, that's the other way of reducing the height of the wall. Instead of elevating the height of the ground level, reduce the height of the wall. So if you go and reduce 4 tefachim across the board, in other words, on this wall, the wall could be 100 miles wide. But as long as you went and removed at the top of it one stretch, one level of chulia, chulia means one layer of bricks, remove that to there, you only have now 9 tefachim height at that point. Perfect. It's like a Pesach. Now I can go be ma'ariv, both of them together. However, if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's only 3.5 tvachim, fine. At least I can be mishtamish, can I get a miut? At least at that point, it's not 10 tvachim tall. It doesn't help for a Pesach for the entire wall, but I can mishtamish over there in terms of carrying from one side to the other.
Where it is a Pesach, then we have, like we had yesterday, it's a good, we can do shituf,
exactly.
Combine the two.
When you have, once you have a Pesach, then you have both choices, both options. You can ma'arv in shnayim, v'mrotz ma'arv echad. Exactly right. Amr of Yechiel. So now we're going to talk about, so from here to the end of the blot, we're going to talk about similar ways of trying to defeat this war.
If it were open, if it was, then why would you have a choice there?
If what? What's the
if? Where did we have a choice? Where Marav Echad or Marav Shnayim?
That was in our Mishnah yesterday.
Right,
if you have a wall which is 10 tefachim tall, and you have a chaloyin which is 4x4,
right,
and it's within the 10 tefachim from the ground, it doesn't have to be totally within,
right,
at least a mashu underneath within the 10 tefachim, so then it has narrowed or it has limited the height of this wall because it's no longer 10 tefachim, it's only 9 tefachim or an 8 tefachim because it's a chaloyin that cuts it down from their 10 tefachim. So then if ma'arv echad or ma'arv shnayim,
it's up to you. So like a chalon where you could ma'arv echad or ma'arv shnayim.
So that's each one of these, it always goes with the same principle. If you can make a Pesach in this wall, Pesach either by making a pirtza, like we had in our Mishnah, Nifritza Koisel, or you build a doorway, or you have a chalon, or in this case, just lower it. Each time it's always the premise that it's gevoya asara. If it's not asara, if it's less than 10, if it would be 4 wide, less than 10, then the whole wall is mutter, because you'll be able to make an Erev for both sides, but if it's less than, then not, it's less than 4 tvachim wide, this Pesach, it's got to be 4x4, if it's less than that, then at least you can use it, but you can't be ma'arev one to the other.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And the Gemara from here to the end of this blot is going to continue talking about other ways of forming a Pesach. Omer v'chil kofa seifel. What happens if you took a seifel? Seifel is a basin. Think of negel vaser shisel like you use, a seifel. But of course in those days it wasn't made out of plastic, it was made out of metal. So you took that seifel, you turned it upside down, and now we're assuming that it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a large washing basin. So now it also is a good miut. And that works, and therefore you can make an eder from one to the other. Freight tomorrow. One second. It's one thing if you go and remove the bricks at the top of the wall. Here you're talking about just putting a seifel. For my dumb little b'shabbos, for dumb little b'shabbos, you know, my. When happens to Friday night, he decides he wants to use it, taka, go and wash negovas. He takes it home, and guess what? It's no longer there. It's such a temporary thing. You put it there, mazel tov, but you can take it off just as easily as you put it down. Everything will be tzrich lechaver ba'aretz. Talking about that, he somehow tried to anchor it into the ground. And as we'll see in the Gemara, we don't mean anchoring by cementing it, because then it would say the chavri betit, that they put in mortar or cement or pitch or tar or something like that. Here we're talking about that he kind of put it down in a heavy way, and he tried to embed it in the earth, not very, very embedded, but, you know, at least on a superficial level. And then for the Gemara felt, that's already, that gives it a status of a shtikl kvias, a little permanence. But for the Gemara, v'chichar v'bara mayhav, okay, fine. So you taka kvetched it, and you tried to embed it on the ground. What tanya? Just nechaltz kunish. But tanya pagashit mina b'tevin v'chararashit mina b'gecholim. A pagan means an unripened fig, and you want it to ripen. So what did you do? You matmin b'tevin. Tevin is straw. Rashi says tevin typically is muktza because you usually use it to go and build levenim, just like we find in Mitzrayim, where the Mitzrayim, the para, give out a new command, but the Eden have to go and take tevin and form from that levenim. Now, of course, he put the paga in the tevin from Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is no problem of muktza, and he was matmin, and he put it in so that it should hopefully ripen more quickly by being put into this tevin. Uri took a charora. Charora is a form of a wafer of some sort. If you have a, that's why you have to start with 12 people, right? Just to be in the safe side.
And Dan Lekatsos.
Exactly.
An Enochol, that's a good excuse.
It's a very good excuse, yeah. Halabai, all the people that didn't come with that Enochol. Halabai, maybe we can make Shaduchim already. If there were different genders, yeah. Okay, V'chararashit mina b'gecholim. And what happens if you're charora, you have this type of wafer, this type of cookie, that you put in gecholim, presumably to bake it better and to make it nicer. Gecholim means cold. However, here we're talking about the coals already were oskaloshin, they were already extinguished. Because if it's still hot, you know, then you'd be taking in and out, that would be a problem of mavir, of heating up the gecholim. If you're, as we're going to see, we're going to talk about extracting or extricating the paga from the tevin and the charora from the gecholim. If the gecholim is still hot and you're going to extricate the charora, you might cause the gecholim to brighten up and burn up again, and that chas shouldn't be a case of being mavir, of causing fire on Shabbos. So since Rashi, we're talking about the gecholim already extinguished. But unfortunately, both in the case of the tevin, the case of the gecholim, they both happen to be muktza. If they're muktza, how am I going to extricate the paga or the charar? In megula miktzas, if just a little bit of the fig or a little bit of the charara is sticking out, somebody tells the Shabbos, I just extricate it, I pull it out. Okay, so Gemara says the same thing should apply over here to our seifel, even though it's taka placed in the ground, but just pick it up. Just like you can pick up, it's obviously 98% of the seifel is not disclosed. It's open. Just like the gecholim, just like the paga and the charora are also out in the open. Sorry.
It's displayed.
Okay, no, it's not displayed. I was thinking of another word, but that's also a good word. So it's displayed. That you can, you see it, you see the paga, you see the charora, just like you can.
Visible.
It's visible. Okay, we have now 1,000 different adjectives, synonyms, gibalik. Anyways, the paga and the charora, you can easily extricate.
Accessible.
Accessible. So you can easily access the seifel. So just like you can remove the paga and the charora, so you can remove the seifel. So, Vaita, how is this considered to be a miut vis-a-vis the wall? It's exposed. That's what one. That's the word I'm thinking of. The part of the paga or the charora is exposed. And here, in terms of the seifel, 98% is exposed. So why can't you just pick it up? Everything Gemara my skin is the islay ognayim. It's talking about that there was a rim at the edge of your basin, which many of our basins, in fact, have. And since he turned it upside down and he put offer around the basin, not the entire, not till the top, but at least covering the rim. So now, in the rim itself, that where it's folded over, there's now offer embedded in it. And now, if you're going to pick up the seifel, then you're going to pick up some of the offer with it. You're going to be mazes offer mimkoymen says Rashi v'domel chofer. It's similar to as if you're digging. So what's the problem with digging? Depending on whether you're talking about in the field, it would be a tolda of choresh. And if you're doing it at home, it would be a tolda of bone. But the ma'isa, That's the reason why, says the Gemara, it has agnayim, and that's the problem. So Frank Gemara, no, big deal. Chiesli agnayim, my habavus is, but now we learned in another Mishnah. We learned this Mishnah already before. Hatoymen lefes utznoin tachas a gefen. Person took a lefes, which is a turnip, or utznoin, which is a radish, and he put it under a gefen, meaning under a vine, like any tree or whatever. Bizman shemiktas alev megulin. Now, what's the reason why he put the lefes in tznoin? He kept it there for safekeeping, so it shouldn't rot, it shouldn't spoil, and he put it in the ground, presumably it's colder in the ground, there were no refrigerators, and he put it underneath the gefen. Bizman shemiktas alev megulin, if some of the leaves are sticking out, ein choshi, you don't have to worry. The reason why it says mixes alav megulin, says Rashi, is only for the nitolim b'shabbos, that you're able to go and extricate it on Shabbos, because you don't have to dig to go and get it. All you have to do is pull it out. The other halacha supply, even if it was totally submerged underground, you don't have to worry about kalayim, not about meiser, not about shvias. In all three cases, it's talking about that it did not, you didn't leave it in the ground long enough to develop roots. Because if in fact it developed roots, then you might have a potential problem of kelayim, these yirokos, these vegetables, with the gefen, different min. V'loy mishem meiser, you don't have to worry about that it's growing further and I have to go and give again trumos and meisrois. And of course on the tosefes, on the additional. V'loy mishem shvias, I don't have to worry about that if you did it during shmita year, that now it's peir shmita and I'm not allowed to go and sell it, etc. V'nitzol b'shabbos. And you can go and remove it on Shabbos by going and pulling on the alim. What do I see from this Mishnah? That even though the entire lefes and turnip and radish are tumun, they are hidden under the ground, as long as you have a little bit of alim exposed and you can go and pull it with that way, then that's fine. So the same thing with the seifel. It's true that some of the earth is going to be moved, just like in the case of this lefes and the case of the radish. The reason is because that's considered to be tiltel min hatzat. It's not considered to be your normal, regular moving of earth. You're just doing min hatzat, and therefore that's permissible. So says he, well, the same thing as the gabi the seifel. Also, so okay, a little bit of earth gets dislodged. Ma kolarash. And for the more leitzricha, the boy mora v'chatzina. Says he, well, you're absolutely right. The only time that the seifel would act as a proper miyut, as a ladder of sorts to go and shorten the size or the height of the wall, only if you put it in, embedded it into the ground so well that the only way to remove that seifel is to take a marva chatzina. A marva chatzina means a shovel or a hoe. In other words, you did a real good job in embedding it that you can't just lift it up. You have to go and take a shovel. Ooh, that's already daima lechoifer, and that would be a malacha d'araisa of either chorish or bona. Okay, now let's talk about putting up a ladder. If you put up a sulam hamitzri, ain't a mamayit. A sulam hamitzri means it's a short ladder. That's not mamayit. Fatsuri, but if it's a big ladder, mamayit. Pray Timora, explain to me, hey, chidomi sulam hamitzri, what do you mean that it's a short ladder? Chavokim means rungs. You don't have four rungs on this ladder. It's a real shorty ladder. And therefore, that would not be a sufficient ladder for purposes of causing this wall of 10 tvachim to be reduced. My time of the Sulam Mitzri doing a mayit. He asked him, what's the reason why the Sulam Mitzri doesn't do a good job in being mamayit the wall? What the Gemara is saying is, even if the Sulam Mitzri is only 2 tvachim tall, 3 tvachim tall, because it doesn't have 4 rungs, fine, but nevertheless, assuming that the sulam was 4 tvachim wide, why is it any worse than all the other things that we spoke about on the Amud Aleph? If it's 4 wide and it's 1, 2, 3 tvachim tall, it should be memayit from the height of the koisel. It should make a pesach, and you should be able to go now be ma'arev from chotzer le chotzer. Says the Gemara, the reason why it doesn't work is habedovah shenitl b'shabbos. The same svar that we had by the seifel. If it's such a small little ladder, you pick it up, you take it here, you take it there. It's zagunish. It's nothing. Kadovish to a Shabbos ain't a mite. It doesn't, because it has no permanence. This little thing that you leave there for 3 seconds, you take it away a second later. So why don't you say the same svara by a big ladder? Okay, big ladder is bigger than the small ladder, but also you move it from place to place anytime you have to get something at the top of your bookcase or top shelf from somewhere. So you use a ladder. So So Rashi says there's no isser in moving the ladder, because you're allowed to use a ladder on Shabbos. Ladder, we're not talking about a ladder that's used only for construction. We're talking about a ladder that people use for household needs from time to time. So you move the ladder from place to place. There's no isser. However, because it's so heavy, typically people are not going to move it unless they have to move it. You leave the ladder there, okay, I'll take care of it later. Why do you want to take care of it later? Because it's heavy. I don't want to move it now if I don't have to strain myself. So therefore, the koivai, that gives it at least a sense of permanence long enough to be mamayit, to make a Pesach in the chatzir, to be able to go and make an Erev from one side to the other. Amar Abaye, koizish ben shei chatzeres kevoy asor etvachem. V'niach sulam rochav arba mikan, v'sulam rochav arba mikan. Oh! Our case, you have a koisel of 10 tvachim tall, there is no hole in the wall, there is no Pesach, there is no chaloin, no door, but you put a sulam on this side, and you put a sulam on that side, and the width of the sulam is arba'at tvachim. Now, says the Gemara, ve'ein bein ze lo ze, shloisha tvachim mima'et, shloisha einem mima'et. So what is the Gemara focusing on? Well, the Gemara is telling us, until now, you only spoke about one side of the wall. One side of the wall, you put up your sulam, you put up your seifel, you put up, you did whatever you did. You put up your tail, you put up your platform, your box. But what about the other side of the wall? On this side you have a Pesach, but you don't have a side, on the other side you don't have a Pesach. Oh, very good. So you put up two sulamis on both sides. Zeget. But you can only use that as a Pesach if they happen to be basically parallel with one another. If all the way to one end of the wall you put the sulam, and on the other side of the sulam, of the koisel, you put another sulam where you can't reach from one sulam to the other, how am I going to get from one to the other? No, that's not a Pesach.
You walk along the fork, and you go up.
Oh, so Brother Shai says, walk on the top of the wall. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. It depends how wide the wall is. At this point in Abayis Halacha, we're talking about that the width of the wall was less than four tvachim. So it would be precarious, in fact, dangerous to walk on the top of the wall. So unless the two sulamis were basically parallel on both sides of the wall, it would not be a Pesach. But the Gemara Abaye does give us a little bit of leniency. He says it doesn't have to be mamish parallel to one another, as long as where one sulam ends on one side of the wall to where the other sulam begins on the other side of the wall is less than three tefachim, so then you can maneuver. You get to the top of the wall, right? You climbed up the top of the wall, and then you kind of slowly but surely manipulate your body, and you turn it around, and you get to the other side, and you go down. If it's within three tefachim, it's manageable. More than three tefachim, it's not manageable, and therefore it's not considered to be a bona fide Pesach. So again, you have a koish being shechat zeirais. It's 10 tvachim tall. Iniach sulam rochav arba mikan. Sulam rochav arba mikan. Ve'ein bein zel lezesh loish tvachim. From where one sulam ends at the top of the wall, you have less than where the three tvachim, then where the other sulam begins on the other side. Might, then it's a good meat. You have a Pesach. You could be ma'ar of both sides together. Gibalik. However, one to shloisha more, ain't a ma'ayt, because you cannot really use these two sulamas. They have no practical function to make a Pesach. However, like Brother Shai just said, that the top of the wall is less than four. Even if it happens to be three amas away, it's fine, because you can, you know, walk carefully, gingerly, at the top of your wall, and go from one sulam to the other. So you do have a Pesach after all.
So do we always need to have a second ladder? Before we were just talking about Sulamecha, we didn't mention another ladder. All of a sudden we're bringing in the second side.
So either the Gemara waited until now, or the Gemara could have been talking about a situation where they were not level. Right? We had an Amud Aleph, here was 10, there was only 8. Okay. So the other side doesn't need a Sulam. Okay. Only this side needs one. Good. Anyway, getting to the Gemara Vayta, Omer Abibe Bar Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is virtually word for word from here to the bottom of the Amud, what we just said. Instead of talking about putting up a sulam, bana itztaba al gav itztaba. Oh, I'm sorry. When I said it to visually identical, this is Rabbi Barabai's case and the next case of Rabbi Baravur. But it's all very straightforward. Bana itztaba al gavi itztaba. If he put one platform on top of the other platform. And Rashi says that the upper platform had four legs to it. So think in terms of, He put it, the first platform was like a box, a solid block, solid box on the ground. And on top of that, he had like a small table that had four legs to it, which was a little bit wider than the box on the bottom, because if it wouldn't be wider, then the legs wouldn't get to the ground. So we're talking about a situation that the four legs get to the ground, and therefore they're wider than the box down below. And now it's higher, because the box down below is only one or two tvachim. There's an ear space between the box down below and the top of the upper itztava, this table of sorts, and that was less than three tvachim. As we'll see, then we'll be able to have a proper miut of the kaisel. So Amar Rabbi Barabai, Bana itztava gabi itztava, you put one platform on top of the other, and miyesh b'itztava tachtoina, if the bottom one was arba, it was four wide, like we've been saying all along, that for a Pesach you have to have a width of four. That's why the Sulam had to be four wide. That's why the Chaloin had to be four wide. It has to be four wide down on the bottom. And then it's a good Pesach. Or, Inami, what happens if the bottom platform is only three and a half? The upper itztaba is four wide, and the good news is ve'ein bein zeh lozeh, the ear space between where the top of the bottom itztaba ends and where the top of the upper itztaba ends, that ear space between the bottom one to the top one was less than three. Less than three, we all know the famous halacha of lavud. And therefore, it's as if we are merging and collapsing the upper itztaba now to hit down below the lower itztaba, and now it makes the lower itztaba as if it's three, as if it's four wide, because the upper one is four wide. So now, by collapsing the two, it makes the bottom one four wide. And if you look in the article, it should have a nice picture of the upper itztaba with the four legs and the bottom one. But it's pretty easy to conjure up in your mind. Just like we spoke about the two itzvahs, now we're going to talk about a sulam. Sulam again, of course, is a ladder. Shlivois of parchois. Shlivois of parchois means the way we think of a normal ladder, meaning that you have rungs and space in between the first rung and the second rung and the third rung, as opposed to something like a staircase where there is no space in between, but in fact everything is one large, nice entity, all one piece. So says the Gemara, if the shlivois of parchos, like our standard ladders, that there is space between the rungs, and yesh v'shliva tachtoin arba, if the bottom shliva, the bottom rung, is four tzvachim wide, mamayit, okay, so already Baruch Hashem, I have now a miut against the koisel, it's got to be four tzvachim wide. And again, we're assuming that it's a tall, heavy ladder, like we said before, it's got to be koivdoi koivoi, if it's a small little ladder chul, sagunish, then the Gemara said before, since you can remove it, dover nitl b'shabbos, ainu mamayit. So, it has some heft to it, some weight to it, and the bottom shliva is four tvachim wide, so it's a mite against the koisel. Now you have your Pesach. What happens to the nami ein b'shliva tachtoin arba? The lower one, in fact, happens to be only three tvachim wide, but as you go up the ladder, it gets wider and wider. It's kind of a strange construction of a ladder, but nevertheless, b'yesh b'shliva al yoyin arba, the one above it has four tvachim. Vein bein zeh lezeh shloisha. And once again, between the upper rung and the lower rung, you have less than three tvachim. Since it's less than three tvachim, you have the concept of lovud, of merging the two. So it's as if the upper rung and the lower rung now have become one. Since they've become one, now it's as if the lower rung itself is four tvachim wide. That's why it's mamayit in the height of the koisel. You no longer have 10 tvachim height. Now you only have 9 or 8 or 7 tvachim height because of the shliva down below, which is 4 tvachim wide. Since you don't have 10 tvachim height of the koisel, you have a Pesach, and Baruch Hashem will be able to be ma'ariv shnayim, if we will. We can make ma'ariv shnayim or can be ma'ariv echad. Either way, you can either have a single erev for both, or each one can make their own erev, whatever they decide. And we'll continue with Shemam Rav Nachman tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, at 7:45-ish. I add the word ish because since we're starting tomorrow already, not at 20 to 7 like we usually start on Mondays, but more like 10 to 7 because roughly 7:18 or so is Netzach Hamah. So by the time we finish, it'll be close to 7:45. So hopefully we'll start a Mi'at Hashem 7:45 punctually, but it might be a minute or two later. So have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Barry, feel better. You don't look so hot today, so try to get some sleep and feel better. And everybody should feel well. And hatzlocha and all the best.
Just one question?
Yes, even two.
The Sulam HaMitzvah Einu Meit, the story of Meit, where is that from? It doesn't say Tane or Tanina or...
You're right. When I learned it, I also found it unusual. It doesn't say Amamar, it doesn't say Gufa. It wasn't a Braisa, it wasn't a Mishnah. But rather, this was said by the Gemara on its own. It's not Amar Abai or Amar Rava, but the Gemara itself is saying, this is the Halacha. Sulam HaMitzvi is not Mamai, the Tzuri is Mamai. But it's not a quote. You're absolutely right. It is unusual in the text. Normally it would say, somebody said Amamar, Amar Abai, Amar Rava, somebody... And the Gemara just says it, the stima, as if everybody agrees to this, that this is a Dova Poshit. So we're not attributing it to any particular Tana or Amayra. It was said in Bismedish and it was accepted. Thank you for pointing that out. Any other questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none, have a great day. Hatzlacha Rabbi Sai Gemensh.